Chapter 20.
I can't do this, Mark protested.
Of course you can, I assured him. This is going to be really cool.
But my wrist hurts again,
my brother whined.
It just started hurting. I can't use it.
No problem, I told him. You won't have to use it. He started to protest some more. But then a smile spread across his face and his eyes lit up gleefully.
It's kind of a cool idea, he said, laughing.
Of course it's an awesome idea, I agreed. I thought of it. We were standing in the doorway to the barn. The white light from a full moon shone down on us. Owls hooted somewhere nearby. It was a cool, clear night. The grass shimmered from a heavy dew. A soft wind made the trees whisper. The moonlight was so bright, I could see every blade of grass. After Grandpa Kurt and Grandma Miriam had gone to bed, I dragged Mark from the house. I pulled him across the yard to the barn. Wait right here, I said. Then I hurried into the barn to get what we needed. It was a little creepy in the dark barn at night. I heard a soft fluttering sound high in the rafters. Probably a bat. My sneakers were wet from the grass. I slid over the straw on the barn floor. The bat swooped low over my head. I heard a high-pitched chittering up in the rafters. More bats. I grabbed one of the big old coats from the pile. Then I pulled up one of the burlap bag faces and slung it on top of the coat. Ignoring the fluttering wings swooping back and forth across the barn, I hurried outside to Mark and explained my plan. My plan to get our revenge on Sticks. It was actually a very simple plan. We'd dress Mark up as a scarecrow. He'd stand with the other scarecrows in the cornfield. I'd go to the guest house and get Sticks. I'd tell Sticks I saw something weird in the field. I'd pull Sticks out to the field. Mark would start to stagger toward him. And Sticks would be so freaked, he'd have a cow. A simple plan. And a good one. Sticks deserved it, too. I pulled the burlap bag over Mark's head. The black painted eyes stared back at me. I reached down, picked up a handful of straw, and began stuffing it under the bag. Stop squirming, I told Mark.
But the straw itches, he cried.
You'll get used to it, I told him. I grabbed his shoulders. Stand still. Don't move.
Why do I need straw? He whined.
Mark, you'll have to look like all the other scarecrows, I told him. Otherwise, Sticks won't be fooled. I stuffed the burlap face with straw. Then I held up the old overcoat for Mark to put on.
I can't do this, he wailed. I'm going to itch to death. I can't breathe.
You can breathe perfectly fine, I told him. I stuffed straw into the sleeves. I was careful to let clumps of straw hang from the cuffs, covering Mark's hands. Then I stuffed more straw into the jacket. Will you stand still? I whispered angrily. This is a lot of hard work, you know? He grumbled in a low voice to himself as I continued to work. Just keep thinking how great it'll be when Sticks sees you and thinks you're a scarecrow that's really coming to life, I said. I had straw stuck to my hands, straw all down the front of my sweatshirt and jeans. I sneezed. Once. Twice. I'm definitely allergic to the stuff. But I didn't care. I was so excited. I couldn't wait to see Stick's terrified face. I couldn't wait to pay him back for trying to frighten us all week.
I need a hat, Mark said.
He was standing stiffly, afraid to move under all the straw.
I thought hard. There weren't any hats in the barn with the other scarecrow supplies.
We'll just take one off a real scarecrow, I told Mark. I stepped back to see my handiwork. Mark looked pretty good, but he still needed more straw. I set to work stuffing him, making the old coat bulge.
Now don't forget to stand straight and stiff with your arms straight out, I instructed.
Do I have a choice? Mark complained. I can't move at all.
Good, I said. I arranged the straw that stuck out of his sleeves, then stepped back.
Okay.
You're ready, I told him.
How do I look?
He asked.
Like a short scarecrow, I told him.
I'm too short?
He replied.
Don't worry, Mark, I said, grabbing his arm. I'm going to stick you up on a pole.
Huh?
I laughed.
Gotcha, I muttered. I'm kidding.
I started to lead him to the cornfields.
Think this is going to work? Mark asked, walking stiffly. Think we're really going to scare sticks?
I nodded. An evil grin spread over my face.
I think so, I told my brother. I think Styx is in for a terrifying surprise. Little did I know that we all were.